Good morning.
Good morning.
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
Jesus is risen.
Hallelujah.
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 A few weeks ago, I was talking to a coworker on a project we were working on. At the end of our discussion, we made some small talk about what we were doing for the weekend. He discussed the plans he had with his family, and then I told him about my weekend, how I was preaching in the church. Intrigued, he told me, "I used to believe in God, but I don't. But why don't you send me your talk?" Code, he wasn't Catholic. "I would love to see it." And when I finished Sunday afternoon, I sent him the YouTube video of the Mass and a written copy of my homily. I also sent him a note telling him if he had any questions to let me know, and if he would like to continue to receive them in the future. He had no questions, but he did say he would like to continue to receive them. So you might ask, how does my sharing of this story relate to the gospel we just heard? They both have one big thing in common. Just like Peter, John, and Mary Magdalene, we have to tell others what we've witnessed and how Christ has acted in our lives. In fact, if you read the verses right after today's gospel, you will see how Mary Magdalene actually encounters the risen Christ outside the tomb. To an outsider, the story of the early church was an improbable success story. A first century rabbi named Jesus was brutally executed as a criminal in Jerusalem by the Roman Empire. The Romans believed his heinous death would end the movement, stop it in its tracks. Jesus left behind a ragtag group of poorly educated but hardworking tradesmen who lacked resources, experience, and connections. But they did have faith. And if our beliefs are true, with the help of the Holy Spirit, this ragtag group of followers seeded the religion that would change the world. We are here in this church this morning because they shared their stories and experiences of when Jesus Christ walked the earth. We are an Easter people. We believe in Christ and his resurrection. In fact, Easter is the feast of feasts, the very reason for the existence of Christianity. Yes, I know Christmas is the biggest secular celebration, and if Jesus didn't agree to come to earth, we would not have been saved. But the Triduum, what we just experienced for the past 3 days, the sacrifice and suffering he did for us on Good Friday, not only fulfilled the Old Testament, it cemented the outcome. And if not for the resurrection that we celebrate today, we would not have the hope of spending eternity with our God. This was not possible before the Triduum. Jesus opened up for us the gates of heaven, and everything in Christian life centers on the resurrection. And just how do we know this gospel story is true, that Jesus suffered for us, died, and was resurrected? All of the apostles went out, and as I've said before, split up the known world, left their homes, and passed on the story of Jesus, person to person, telling them what Jesus did for them and for all of us. The miracles they witnessed, the one-on-one interaction, and the love he shared with everyone he met. Some of their stories are recorded for us in the Bible, as well as other documents. And we can read these anytime we want to. And to further prove the strength of their conviction, all but one of the original followers were martyred for their beliefs. And just not them, hundreds, thousands, hundreds of thousands of his followers after them, martyred. That's how strongly and passionately they believed. I know something drew you here today. There's a reason why you're here. We have many people here this morning, some for the first time, some who haven't been here for a while, and those members who are here every week. We also celebrated 8 new members, those who fully joined our church last night. And contrary to what you read in the press, our church is growing throughout the world. You have to ask yourself, why? And it begs the question, what can I do as an individual to aid in this worldwide growth? My challenge to you this Easter Sunday morning is this. Be a disciple. First, live your story and be aware you don't always need to use words. Remember, in John's Gospel, chapter 15, Jesus also referred to his disciples at the Last Supper as friends. Second, be like Peter, John, and Mary Magdalene. Share with others how God has acted in your life. It may be uncomfortable at first, but our God will help you. In a world where many people do not believe or who have lost their belief, it is vitally important that you tell others what God means to you. And be an authentic friend to them. You don't have to be a biblical scholar to do this. Ask God for the right words and the opportunity, and he will send the Holy Spirit to be with you. Your story doesn't have to be long, but it needs to be heartfelt. Friends take care of friends. Then, tomorrow morning, when you return to work, don't be afraid to share what you did this weekend. You might exchange pleasantries, which could include what you had for Easter dinner, the Easter egg hunt the children participated in, but don't forget to tell them you went to church and you encountered the risen Christ. Once again, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
Christ is risen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Spread this news far and wide.